Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday program on BBS, Healing Highway program. And today is May 9th, 2016. So let's clear away energies from this particular day. It could be happening today, or it could even be last year, a copy and paste or something. So here we go. So clearing away May 9th, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next, let's get rid of some aliens out there. So if they're inside of you, listening, or around you, you know, up in the corners in your room, in your attic, neighbor's house, if they can hear us, we'll get them out of here. So we'll give them a one-way ticket out so they can leave here and not be on this prison planet. And then they won't be torturing you or other people, maybe even your animals and pets. So here we go, releasing them right now, count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And that will clear away from you one incident that you're dealing with. It could be pain or emotional trauma, anxiety, or something. Remember, this is a program that you're running. So we'll just release that program from you and bring you peace. This is your one incident. Here we go. I'll count to 5 to release it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So just bring them up so you can have one or more available to you to bring you peace to into your room. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll be enlisting people today, probably about a half an hour, I guess, because we have some late listeners. We'll be doing that tomorrow, tomorrow on the conference call. So I'll turn it over to you. Dan, are you out there in BBS Radio Land?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. If you're a new listener, this is the Ron Amatron Healing Show Creation Lightship Healing Show, I should say, with Ron Amatron. And his website is creationlightship.com. If you have not seen that yet, you'll want to check that out after the show. There's a lot of information there, a lot of free healings you can do to really start to get yourself cleared off of all the densities that we have on us from life on this planet. And it's interesting you mentioned the enlistment for this coming week because we have a question. If we want to enlist, we can come on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday conference call. How do I make the request? Just say it out loud when Ron gets to that part, is the question.
That's very good. Yeah, good question. Yeah, that would be what you do. And you may want to actually go to the two shows that we did, which was Friday and Saturday, and we brought in the energies of races. We'll just use that kind of in general. There are different types of people on the planet, different countries, we'll say. And if one of those you like, then just think of that and keep it in mind, and then you're going to request that. So that's the way it works. And then the soldiers will come into your room, and you'll be enlisted. So it's that simple. If you're absentee, then, you know, you want to be on the program at the same time if you, you know, can't call in, but it's, you know, best to be on the conference call. So I do have some people that maybe want to get enlisted tomorrow, but they can't come on the call if they'll be on Wednesday. So it doesn't really matter too much, just so you're on one of those calls during the week here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So actually, I got an email from someone who is going to be away, and they were wondering if they sign up for the call, can they still be enlisted? So I guess that means they can't come on it live. Can they send you an email and be on it absentee and be still be enlisted?
Yeah, and send me the receipt of what particular call you want to be on, so I'll be able to have your name ready when we do that process, because I need to know what show to put you on.
Got it.
You know, maybe you're at work for a couple of days, another day you're on vacation or something, and don't have internet, you know, access. So, you know, you want to do it when you're, you know, more fully present, you know, to actually feel the energy come in. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And this past Saturday, Ron had a live call where he removed all sorts of alien paraphernalia out of us, like tubes and everything. And it was really very, very powerful. And if anybody can describe how they feel since that call, or, you know, what happened to them, we would love to hear that. We haven't really heard from anybody. And I said to Ron, I think it was just so powerful. You know, people are changed, but not maybe really aware of it. Someone was asking, Ron, did our pets receive that healing as well if they were on the call with us?
Yeah, as long as you mentioned them, you know, when we start the call, yes, that is correct. It would be on the call. So back to you.
Great. And you mentioned before the show that the people who were on that call will find themselves more freed up of time intervals. Could you talk a little bit about that, Ron?
Yeah, the timelines are kind of getting released more than they were before. So you may find yourself being in and out of time a lot, I would say in the next month here. So if you're planning to do something and all of a sudden you space out and you can't recall what you're going to do and then you remember it, you know, 3 hours after the fact that you should have been someplace, it's because the timelines are not in sync. Remember, when you're on the now timeline and you have your day planner, you have no problem. But if you're running this timeline continuously, you know, by your thoughts, remember, when you think of something, you're on a timeline, not in the now. And if you listen to, you know, most of our programs that we have, you know, that's what I talk about. You need to be in the now. So if you're, you know, if you're daydreaming, thinking of being on a beach in Hawaii or something, then automatically you're not on the earth here. You're on a timeline. You know, if you're thinking about an event that happened last week, then naturally you're not on, you know, the now timeline either, because you're going into the past, dredging something up, and whatever happened on that timeline will be attached to you. So that's why you want to be in the now. It's very, very important. Remember, you're probably, you know, most of your life, we'll say, you have not been on the planet Earth. You've been elsewhere on a fabricated planet because you're thinking. When you're thinking, you have a thought, then that puts you onto a timeline. And that's your, you know, you're daydreaming or dreaming or visualizing something or whatever, but that's what happened. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, thanks so much, Ron. I wanted to ask you, since it's Monday and you did clear the date for us, which is always really appreciated, could you also disconnect us from the moon? Because moon is, the you know, controlling Monday.
Okay, so here we go, releasing the moon energy. And I'll count to 10 to do that. Kind of feel your body, see how it's feeling. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And a listener requested a disconnection from the sun.
Okay, here we go. Sun energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you. So over the last few weeks, you have given us a lot of new healings and a lot of new information. And one of those was that we can clear ourselves of depression barcodes by putting in depression barcode after our name on the death barcode removal clearing. And so someone wrote in, thank you so much, Ron, for the depression barcode removal. I heard them on the shows Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday because you did samples of them for us that week. Plus, I'm working them on my computer. Had not felt much at first until the Saturday show, and then it felt like the whole inside of my head shifted back and forth. And with the two clearings you did that night, it really triggered something very deep. This spring, you are truly saving my life again, Ron. My energy is coming back, and so is my passion for life.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So try to keep up with the shows because there's been just so much information lately. I'm going back into some emails that came in, Ron, actually before your last expo, that I'm trying to get caught up on here. So if you haven't been listening to the shows lately, I suggest you go back and, try to listen to the last 10 or so of the archives if you've missed any, because it seems like every show you're giving us some new information. So another thing you've asked us to do lately or suggested we do is to clear words with the double O's. And you do that on the natal barcode and the alien in keyword intercept clearing, which is a free one. And the natal barcode actually only costs $50, and you can use that for life. And so someone wrote in, a lot of people sent in words. We have a whole list now, a master list of double O words. But someone wrote in to say, some of the words you'll notice you don't have to do twice, like tool and loot, mood and doom, and spool and loops, because they're the same backwards and forwards. So you're getting the same word cleared twice, or one you're clearing two words one time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Oh, we now have someone wrote in already about the Android hardware removal call. Thank you, listener, for reminding me of what the name was. After the Saturday the 7th hardware removal call, I was able to run a 5K distance without stopping. That was the longest nonstop distant run I've done since the actual U.S. military boot camp training over a decade ago. Thanks, Ron.
Wow, that's great. Wow, wonderful.
Right. And the plan now is to do another of those calls on May 21st, which is also a Saturday. And we will we'll keep people updated when that becomes definite. It's not definite yet, is it, Ron?
I'd say it's probably, 99%.
Oh, okay, good.
I want to give people a little extra time to integrate from the last one here. So, I haven't had anybody commenting that they really needed one this coming weekend, which we'll be doing a four-hour call anyway. So, I think we're fine giving people, 2 weeks in between there, so.
Right. And that will be $30 again, and it will start at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday morning, the 21st. And we'll keep announcing that, of course, on the show. Okay. We also announced on Saturday night, I want to go over this again, that Ron has said we can call back all of our light energy from the New Earth Transport clearing. And several people wrote in, Ron, with suggestions of what healing we could do that on. So I ran all of those by Ron, but he did come back to his original plan, which is to use the special healing or the light infusion chamber healing to do that, because those are the clearest, and it won't be mingling with other energies that are trying to come through that healing. Did I say that clearly, Ron?
Yeah, and it's to the point, to do the light infusion, then you're bringing light into you, and you want to bring the light that you have collected from the Earth Transport clearing. So that's real straightforward, and you're getting light brought into you. So that's great.
Okay. We've got some more emails here.
And the special clearing will also work, so. If you don't have the light infusion one and you have the special, that will also work for you. They'll both work. If you're going to choose one of them, I don't know. You know, the special one can be used for, I put that one up for a physical problem that people have that's an instant problem. We don't have on the website, like, you know, you broke your leg or something, or, you know, it's something that you needed immediate help with. That's why it's on there. But it'll work, too. But if I were to do one myself, I would probably do the light infusion chamber. So back to you.
I really love that healing. I think it's wonderful. Okay, we have an email about the alien removal healing. Yes, I feel that hardware has been removed from my inner body. About 42% was removed and replaced. From RoboCop to human is quite nice.
That's great, yeah. Yeah.
That is great. Because you don't walk around feeling like you're RoboCop, but then when you're not anymore. So someone's asking for the 00 words, and yes, we will send that list out to you. If anybody else would like it, just send it. And, Ron, you have given us a lot of tools to use to keep us clear, to stay neutral, to protect ourselves, things that we can command our spirit and bodies to do. And then you shared something with me that I hadn't heard before the other day about stopping time. So could you tell the listeners about that?
Well, a lot of people leave their bodies, because they're going on timelines when they're sleeping. And it could also be, you know, any time, you know, during the day. So you might want to try this here where you're telling your body that you want to live in no time. So you're stopping time. And by doing so, maybe your spirit will hang with you longer. That's kind of what the intent is there. And, you know, by all means, try it at night before you go to bed to keep your spirit and your body that way. Because what happens is the aliens bring forth, all these movie scenes that you have experienced throughout your life. You know, they have everything, you know, at their fingertips. So they'll find something that your spirit thinks that it needs to go to because it sees your body kind of, floundering or something or having an accident. So it rushes out to help you. And then it leaves you here stranded, and you're sleeping, and it knows that it's not communicating with you anyway, but it thinks that you're alive there, so it leaves. The spirit gets tricked. So by keeping in the now timeline, then remember, when you stop thinking, naturally you're not on timeline. That's what we, tell people to do all the time, do the mind to heart drop, and you can't think, and then you're not on timeline. So if you can do that before you go to bed, just try it and see what happens. It might be very successful for you. Just another tool that could work for you. I can't say it's going to guarantee it. Because people, like to go out in the dream state and experience stuff, unfortunately. But at least maybe you might be held here longer. Back to you.
I don't think anybody listening to this show wants to go out and do things in their dream state because you've explained to us that is not good. Okay, we have another testimonial about that call. I am feeling so great from the Saturday call. I took it easy for a few days while my body integrated the energy. My back feels balanced and relaxed. My neck doesn't make a crunchy noise it used to when I turned it. My spine feels much different and straighter.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you don't know what these calls do, you know.
Right.
And we don't even know what's going to happen when we get into them, you know. So it's great. And you don't know how, all you know is that you feel better. And then that's the main thing. And I'm sure, you really couldn't tell your neighbors what you went on, you know. they wouldn't believe it anyway, probably. But, if you are bending over now and you weren't before, and they got the same problem or similar problem because you're on a certain, Earth grid line that the aliens put in place, and everybody on it has bad backs, and you're bending over now, you can say, well, I don't want to try doing this here, you know? Anyway, back
right.
to you.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay, we have some confusion here. Are we still doing a $30 donation for the Saturday, May 14th shackles removal call? I think that was last month. The shackles call was last month. It was in April. And we are not doing a shackle call this Saturday, the 14th. Correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're not doing that this time, no.
Yeah, it might be some confusion. Maybe we did a shackle call on the 14th of April, and the person heard this on an archive, so I apologize, listener. But the special call on the 21st will also be $30, which you do. You pay by sending a donation to Ron through PayPal and then sending him the email, your receipt, to creationlightship@yahoo.com. So I apologize if there was a little misunderstanding there. Okay. Someone is asking us to explain again two things. Maybe we're not being clear today, Ron. So first, and it is kind of hard to understand, how they, we bring the light back from the New Earth transport clearing. Is it for each specific healing we've done? Do we do it after each one?
Well, yeah, after you do a clearing, you put it in there. So now you have all these clearings, say, with your name on it there, your spirit energy on it. Your spirit has its own frequency, so it's there. And you, when you want to bring it back to you, like on the thing we were talking about earlier, on the special clearing or the light infusion chamber clearing, then you do it everything at once. It's like a bundle. Just take it, all of your clearings, that's there, all of you, all the bits and pieces of you that got cleared, and it gets transferred into you over again.
Right, and you don't have to list them or anything. You just say, I command, they all come back, because it's all saved there for you, and the light beings know what healings are there, right?
Yep, everything that you've done is transferred to you. So you can just put down all the clearings in the Earth Transport clearing are brought to me for integration. That's what you're doing, is putting them back into you again.
Yes. Yeah.
And you may want to even ask your body to accept the healing during that process too, and or during all the healing that you're doing or having online, expand your body or ask your body to do that, so that it will be ready to receive. Remember, your body is continuously being psychically attacked by people and aliens, so it may see the light energy as something that it doesn't recognize. So by all means, you want to do that so it knows that you're commanding it to do that. Just a little added thing, and it could be helpful. So back to you.
Right. Someone is asking, can the Be Here Now be used to transfer from the New Earth if you don't have the special clearing or the light infusion chamber?
It should be a whole lifetime clearing.
Right.
Because you want to bring those energies into your whole life. That's the reason why we have whole lifetime clearings, so it works from your current age going back to your conception. So you want all this energy brought into your total life, from conception to your current age.
Right.
And that's why you would do it, because if you had a clearing 3 years ago and the clearing's in there, you still may be able to get some more benefit out of it by bringing it into your reality now as you have cleaned out different things, even if you haven't done that clearing. So, you're covering all bases that way.
Okay.
And the Be Here Now only puts you in the present moment. Doesn't do any healing on you whatsoever.
Right. Just get your body back. Okay, and someone else asked, could we please repeat how we tell our spirit to come back? Well, I think one way we could add is to do the Be Here Now clearing.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the words, the tools that you've given us to do on our own.
Just command your spirit back to your physical body here.
Okay.
So it's much like doing the mind of heart drop. I now command my spirit. So you could use that to come fully back into my body. And then hopefully, I'm using the word hopefully, it's going to come in with the right orientation, because if it came in wrong, let's say it came in backwards, and you're actually looking behind you with your spirit, it will come in that same way over again, because it doesn't know anything, different. It'll come in the way it left. So, but anyway, it's still with you. Opening up a can of worms here. Anyway,
okay, well.
Off and on, I'll bring the spirit in properly. So we'll do that maybe on on one of the other shows here. So just I'll have to see which one I want to do it on. Maybe we'll do it on the Friday show.
Okay.
So listen to the Friday show, and we'll take your spirit in and out and bring it in properly.
Right.
And I think it might be on the website on one of the links that we have to one of the BBS archives, but remember, we'll do it on the Friday show. So back to you.
Okay, great, great, and I'll announce where to find that that recording too, Ron, because you did do that for us one time on a show, and you said you could listen to that as many times as you want to. It's great. So someone else wrote in about the May 7th alien hardware removal call. They have some trouble with their legs, and they seem much freer now. It helped a lot, and they seem much freer now to move around. They asked what percentage had been cleared, and they got about 40%. So thank you so much, and I also feel more in my body since that call. That's a really good way to say it. I would say that's how I'm feeling also, more in my body, more aware, more grounded or something, grounded in my body. And then she's asking, I thought there was a slavery call coming up. So,
yeah, well, what I think happened was by doing this one that we had last Saturday, I need to continue that on for one other week here because it's so important and it's so complex. If it wasn't this complex, of a call, I would do the slavery next, but I need to continue on with this one to get more stuff taken out.
Right.
So we'll be doing a slavery call. We might even do it maybe the last Saturday of the month or something. I'll see.
Okay. And someone else just wrote in they would enjoy having another shackles removal call because they missed the first one.
Oh, okay.
And thank you, Ron, for your generous help.
Yeah. I don't know which one we should do first, the shackle or the slavery. So we'll have to see. I think I did the shackle one last, so we'll be doing the shackle again then. That way we have two of those calls, a month apart, we'll say. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Someone wrote in to ask, what is in the Mind Matrix bundle? Now, for some reason, that healing got put up without a description of it on that opening page, Ron. I did a little research, and I found out that this healing was discussed almost for the entire show on March 13th, 2013. So if you want a really thorough description and discussion of the Mind Matrix bundle, go back into the archives and listen to that show. Again, the date is March 13th, 2013. In the meantime,
interesting with the date on that, huh?
It is an interesting date. Yeah, maybe you could clear us of all those threes, Ron. I intentionally didn't say I said March instead of three because.
Yeah. Okay. So let's clear the threes out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. So,
you
made a change here.
Yes. So I just want to, I'll just list off what is in that clearing. It's the Mind Matrix barcode removal, the cellular mental clearing, which is a whole life clearing, the orb clearing, which is removing all those balls of colors from us, and then the eliminating alien attack page. So that's a really good one. And the cellular mental is whole life. But actually, Ron, when we do, for instance, the mind matrix barcode removal, you take that barcode off you, then you can, I don't know if then you can pay another $50 to do it again, but, I mean, is that something you can keep updating even though it's not a whole life clearing?
Yeah, sometimes they put these things on you. You just need to kind of maybe keep tabs of how your energy's feeling. Typically, a lot of these are put on at your birth, and, they were just trying to keep tabs on you. So once they're taken off, they really maybe aren't that concerned because we got a pretty large population here. They thought they did their work and that's it. If for some reason some alien race was tapped into you using that energy and it got taken away after the clearing, then they may either choose to leave you alone or they may want to put another one back on you or do one in the future. But remember, they do copy and paste too. So it's kind of like, something leaves or it's gone, so if they're looking for you and they go, wait, we can't find this person anymore. What happened? Our link to them is no longer here. Then they go, wow, that's kind of weird. We better see what's going on. I kind of had that today with Bank of America. I was going to go pay a part of my credit card bill, and I went to where I normally pay it, and the bank is gone. And I go, wow. So I went in the bank. I went in the bank, and same tellers, but, I still want to pay my credit card bill. They go, well, this is no longer B of A. And I said, oh. They go, well, I said, really? They go, yeah, the towns, from basically the banks that were, I'll just say, in a 250-mile area from Oregon down into Northern California, for 250 miles, there is no B of A bank any longer. So that's kind of like the aliens would see you, they'd come in and go, well, where is he? We saw him before. We visited him, 2 months ago. What happened? We don't have that access to that person any longer. So either they got to put one on you or just say, well, we'll find somebody else. So that's kind of the way those barcodes work. Once they're on you, you have them, and I'm sure they're using them. So back to you.
Okay. I was wondering, Ron, well, I have a couple of questions about the orb clearing, and I know you've said that that's very important. Maybe you could clear some orbs off of us on the show today, but I have a question. Is that something that we might actually be able to get rid of since we've gotten rid of some of the aliens? If we keep at our orb clearing, might we see an end to that?
I don't know. I would just start, I'll do a couple of samples here, the orb ones. It's hard to say what's going to eliminate them completely. So here we go. I'll release a white orb. So I'll just kind of take note of how your body feels and just release the white orb. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a black orb. That would be kind of on opposite ends of the scale typically. So here we go. Get rid of the black orb or orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we could do red, I guess. So get rid of the red orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I'll do one more color. Which one do you want to do?
Orange.
Orange, okay. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. And if you do go and listen to that other show, Ron does quite a few samples on there as well. And it's really a good show. So someone else is asking about the Webcoat clearing, and I'm just logging into that now. The alien Webcoat removal. Should we do all of the colors that are there? I'm trying to recall that, because orbs have colors, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. It's a question about the same thing. We're clearing colors off of us. do you remember, can you answer that question, Ron? Are there, you have to clear colors?
I'm not sure. I know, you know, we have those extra clearings, the slime and the web coat. I'm just not sure. I don't have enough.
Okay, here it is. I'm finally got it opened up. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different colors. Here's how, first of all, it's part of the fabulous Alien Freedom Bundle that you put together. One of the things that comes with that is the alien web coat removal. And how it works is that you clear, okay, most people have only 12 layers of this alien web coat. So you may not need to do all 20. Oh, okay. And then it's like a second part. You can clear lightship healing oxygen. So you get an oxygen infusion, and you choose the colors for that. So I would say yes, do all of those. Why not? And you can do up to 3 at a time. So that's what they're referring to about the colors. It's not the colors of the web coats.
Oddly enough. So if, we'll say you're in there and you think, do I need this one here? Well, very possibly an alien is talking to you, and they don't want to have themselves get extricated out of your body or release the energy that they're hanging on to. So you may get these thoughts about, no, I don't want to do this one here. So you just take the, you know, definitely realize that if you get something that's blocking it a bit, then you might want to run that twice. So back to you.
Right. Someone made the request that could you possibly make our computers or phones, whatever it is we're listening to the shows on, real?
Yeah, I can do that. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay, the person who asked the question about the web coat clearing is saying, do we need to do every color with every level that we clear? So if you're doing all 20 levels, should you do all the different colors?
I probably would. It may be complex, but, you know. That's why the clearing is so complex.
Right. Yeah, because they've done complex stuff to us. As soon as Ron mentioned the white orb clearing, I began to shake as though I had a high fever, which lasted 3 to 5 seconds. Very profound, Ron. Thank you.
Yep, got one. Another one bit the dust.
Right. Someone else is requesting the organ rejuvenation call, and we have said that we'll try to put that on the calendar for June. We do want to keep reminding you, so thank you, listener. I think we did go a whole year the first time, but we're going to try and do one in 6 months.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, we'll keep reminding you.
Okay.
June's coming quickly, though.
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, can Ron activate the light beings tonight? I don't think he did. I had that question myself, but I was reading some emails, and I thought, oh, I probably missed it. But just in case, Ron, could you activate the light beings for us?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I did that, but here
okay.
We go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay. Okay, someone else wrote in about the May 7th call, which, you know, the removing the alien hardware. Best call ever. So much happened. I did feel a slight discomfort in the muscles the next day, my stomach muscles are changing. I took 9. The person had a lot of pregnancies, and now happy all of that part is leaving her, and she feels 30% cleared.
Right.
I know,
yeah.
You asked. Yeah, that's
good.
Why. You. A lot of people were saying, "Oh, we're this percent cleared," so that's why we're going to do it again. Okay. Okay, we got that one. Let's go on to the next question. Sorry, my computer's going slow. Okay, this is an interesting one. This listener, and she's listens all the time, and I think it's done quite a few healings. My children have attention deficit disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So they have trouble. That means they have trouble learning and focusing. So she's wondering if the oppositional behavior comes from that disorder as well. Has anyone worked on these issues, and what clearings did they use? So I don't know if you might have any suggestions for her, Ron, and our other listeners often come through when people ask for help with these things. So if anyone has any thoughts for that listener, that would be great. Do you have any thoughts, Ron?
Boy, I did some work with two girls a long time ago, but I'm not clear right now. You know, it was probably like 8 years ago or something. I don't know what clearing we did for them. You know, you know, if somebody can send us an email, steal us questions at Yahoo about different things, that would be wonderful.
Well, the first thing that popped into my mind is, of course, the whole life mental body clearing. And it also could be, I don't know. I really am not sure, but yeah, it'll be interesting. People will, I'm sure people will respond to that. Okay, and someone, we have talked about this a lot, Ron, but someone is asking, what do you do when you have a deceased loved one? What clearings do we do for them?
Well, if it's over like a month that they're no longer here, then, you know, you would do the emotional, deceased loved one emotional clearing, and that will release the emotional body, which should stop the memories of the person from haunting you. So that's kind of one way to look at it here. Remember that a lot of times, regardless if it's a good or bad event that's happened, and you may think, gee, why does Ron want me to release, you know, maybe the happiness of my 10th birthday party or something that my mother had for me and I really enjoyed it? Well, you may want to hang on to that. But is it the mother coming into you, talking to you about that? And then is other things going to come in that's negative, where you know, you have heartache or something? So the main thing is to get rid of that heartache. And the only way to do that is to get rid of that emotional body. So in fact, if somebody could come on and maybe mention that, if they've done that, did you actually lose the memories of your mother, number one? And you still have some of those events you can look at, but not to be traumatized by it. But on one hand, it might sound kind of cold, you know, to a newbie listener, thinking, why would I want to release, you know, the energy from your mother or father or whoever that you really loved? The main thing is to get rid of that so you don't not suffering as they come back and back and back, you know, and torment you with something that maybe you did to them, and, you know, they keep bringing it up to you because the dark side wants to do that. And maybe the spirit or that emotional body, we'll just say the emotional body, is really upset with you because of what happened. Remember, it takes those memories. So if somebody, you know, dislike you a whole bunch. And this could even be true if you're getting dreams of a relative or somebody at your workplace that keeps seeing them over and over and over again. And you go, man, I can't get away from this person. They're no longer here, but I keep getting these thoughts. Well, that's that emotional body. You're declaring for them, too. So if somebody could comment on how they felt after doing that clearing, that would be wonderful. I don't think we ever had any real feedback from anybody that I can recall on doing that. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And another related question. If someone wants to be with a loved one who's passed on, is it possible to do something like a spirit retrieval with their picture on the Be Here Now clearing in order to have them come forth? This is, of course, if they are in quarantine.
No. Once the spirit's out of here, it's gone. So, no. And the spirit's not going to really talk to you anyway. If the spirit's gone, it's going to be like an emotional body. So you don't want to bring that trauma back. It's being cleaned off. I'm not saying it's instantly done, but it's in quarantine being worked with. So it will be done completely when ascension time happens. And that's why, you know, the emotional body needs to be released. So that goes to the earth, not to, quarantine.
Right.
So, and you might even want, you know, if you cleaned out the emotional body, and if for some reason, you may want to add this in there. Maybe the person did some awful suffering, and whenever you think about this person, they're being abused or they're suffering or something. You might want to just add that on the emotional body to see if you can release a little bit more from them. But typically, you want it out of you. So maybe they're coming to you with that life story, the script, the movie set. And you don't want to have any of that attached to you because it's energetic cording. And I'm sure if somebody out there, something happened, and well, I'll give an example here, not talking about people, but about pets, I have heard of a person that their dog was underneath their car in the garage or something, and it was sleeping or whatever, and the person ran over the dog and killed the dog. And, I mean, that would be one of those things that, you would probably, feel awful for your whole life. So by doing that emotional clearing on the dog itself, maybe a whole lifetime clearing on the dog and also deceased loved ones on the dog's emotions. The dogs do have emotions. They get upset, they bark, and they wag their tail. That's emotional, So if you do that, then very possibly you're not going to be, imprinted with all that stuff that happened, So there are things that people do that they really regret doing. And the dark side really wants to keep you on that timeline, So just do that and get off the timeline, and you may feel a lot better. But do that clearing first, the deceased loved one, because that would be a loved pet. And if you got it for yourself, for doing somebody, then you can go in and do your pet for nothing. So back to you.
Yes, thank you, Ron. You've said that we can run any whole life healing we've done for ourselves for our pets, and that's very generous. And we actually have a really nice testimonial someone sent in about that. Would you like me to read that? Or are you?
Sure, that'd be great.
I'm a feral cat colony caretaker and just wanted to say how much all of the cats have benefited from the Creation Lightship whole lifetime emotional clearings. A friend helped clear all of them, and the change is instant and remarkable. I can now pet, handle, and pick up a former painfully shy kitten who used to run from me. They all purr more and are jumping higher and seem more sparkly and bright. Thanks so much, Ron, for this healing. It really does benefit animals, and they all seem less scared and more accepting of the food, water, and love we give them. It's even more beneficial to them post-surgery. I highly recommend clearing your animals. It doesn't take long and brings them so much peace and happiness. Also, I asked Ron to check out my cat's tail after she seemed to be dragging it. The very next day, she seemed fine, as though nothing had happened. She's back to playing and roughhousing with the other cats. thank you, Ron, if you did indeed look into this for us.
Oh, you're welcome. That's great.
Yeah, that is. That's really wonderful. Yeah, I think it's very helpful to do that for our animals.
Yeah, I was with a couple a long, long time ago, and the couple that got together, and the lady had this cat, you know, for a long time, and then all of a sudden he came into her life, and now the cat is not liking men for whatever reason. And so we were over their place, and they're talking about their cat, and the cat would kind of peek its head around the corner and then make a mad dash down the hallway to where the food was, and then ran into the garage. This is the pattern of the cat. I guess the food was next to the garage door opening or something inside the house. And so he says, yeah, this cat doesn't even, as soon as it sees me, it bolts and takes off, you know. So I said, well, let's do an emotional clearing on the cat. And the cat, I think, was about 5 years old. So I did the emotional clearing for 5 years on the cat instantly. You know, it didn't take long at all. You know, it takes, you know, about 20 seconds a year. So about 15 minutes later, the cat peeks its head out around the corner. Now there's two strangers in the house plus the man that doesn't like, you know. The cat comes walking probably, you know, 20 feet into the living room and lays down in the middle of the floor. And they're both, their jaws dropped, you know. So that cleared the cat of whatever it was dealing with just by doing an emotional clearing on the cat. And that's how quick it works.
Wow.
But they couldn't believe the cat even came into the living room because it'd never come in there. As long as he was home, the cat would always look to see if he's around. So it just didn't like people other than the owner itself. So looks like we got maybe less than 5 minutes to go here.
Okay. I have a quick question, Ron, about pets. If you're unsure about how old a pet is, and so you have to estimate because it asks on the healings how, you know, the age, can you just sort of add a year or two? And that wouldn't be anything negative, would it? Like, let's say, oh, I think she's around 10. And you clear the cat, say, for 10, but really you don't know it, but she's only 8.
Yeah,
there's nothing bad there.
Yeah, it's just not going to work because of the years that it's not living, it's not going to work for. So you could go a couple years older than you think just to play it safe. It's not going to harm anything or cause any problems. It's just if nothing is there to be connected to, then it won't be connected.
Good. Great. Okay, question about the alien attack page, eliminating alien attacks. Does it work to put alien attacks and abductions while sleeping in the description for sleeping attacks from aliens?
By all means, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's why most people have that clearing, because they want to be protected more at night, because, that's the real reason why I put it up.
Right. Okay. And I would love to hear from people who ask for time to stop before they go to sleep. And I'd love to hear what the results of that are. Okay, so we have a question here, Ron. Maybe we can help this listener. I've done many clearings for a female relative who keeps inciting her husband against me. They are no longer here, and it has decreased. Now, I don't know if that means they're deceased or they've moved away, but they're no longer around this person. But they feel like this animosity still haunts them, and maybe there's some kind of courting or mind control device there. Is there some way that you can think of that they could release that?
Oh, boy. Well, the answer is in the question. So right away, they're asking if there's like a dark side practitioner energy or something coming in, or a curse attacks or spells. So that's what you'd want to do, is something that would relate to that. And it looks like we're about 5 till here. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop. And you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. It's very simple. It works for everybody. And here we go. So then we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times.
I will say bye.
So here we go. Command your spirit, right out there, my spirit. Take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart. And dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, BBS.